This story is called Come Down, Rhonda. Rhonda was the kind of girl who always wanted things to be different from the way they were. Whatever she was doing, she wanted to be doing something else. Whatever she had, she wanted something else. This day, Rhonda was in ballet class. All the other children were dancing in time to the music. A slide, a slide, a slide, and a jump. A slide, a slide, a slide, and a jump. But not Rhonda. She was bending down, pretending to tie her ballet slipper. But what she was really doing was thinking. Tomorrow is the start of the Thanksgiving vacation, and we're not going anywhere. We're just going to stay home, and I'll be stuck with my little brother Benjamin, too. When Rhonda stood up to dance in time to the music, she said, "I want, I want, I want something else. I want, I want, I want something else." And at the word else, she made a tremendous jump to prove that she meant it. "That was very good, Rhonda," said Miss Caprice. "You may come down now." Rhonda was floating. All the other children began to call, "Come down, Rhonda! Come down, Rhonda!" Rhonda wiggled her arms and ducked her head. She did a somersault in the air, but she didn't get any lower. Some of the children began to cry. Miss Caprice shooed them all out of the room. "Class dismissed. Have a lovely vacation." Then Miss Caprice got a rope and a ladder. She stood on the ladder and tied the rope around Rhonda's waist. Rhonda practiced rolling it up and unrolling it. Then Miss Caprice called Rhonda's mother. "You'll have to come to school to get Rhonda," she said. "I can't tell you what's the matter. You'll have to see for yourself." When Rhonda's mother came into the room, she looked all around for Rhonda. "Rhonda, Rhonda." "Look, mother," said Rhonda. "I'm up here. I jumped, and I can't come down. And I don't think I want to." Rhonda's mother said, "Rhonda, will you ever get over wanting things to be different from the way they are? Come with me. We are going home." Rhonda's mother and Miss Caprice pushed Rhonda into the back seat of a taxi cab. Rhonda tried very hard to hold on to the seat, but she lost her grip and bumped her head on the roof of the cab. When they got home, Rhonda floated past her father, who was standing in the doorway, past her brother Benjamin, past her dog Lucy, and up the stairs and into her room and up to the ceiling. "Oh, what's happened to Rhonda?" said Benjamin.
"Calm yourself, dear," said his mother. "The doctor will be here in a few minutes."
The doctor stood on a chair to examine Rhonda. He poked her here and prodded her there. He felt her head and made her stick out her tongue.
He said,
"This looks to me like a case of the wants, a very serious case of the wants. Keep her warm, give her a lollipop, and call me in the morning." Outside the house, all the neighbors were trying to look in through the windows. "Is she floating? Is she really floating? Let us see." Poor Lucy could not stop barking. And on the 6 o'clock news, a commentator said, "There is a rumor that a little girl is floating. We have sent one of our reporters to find out." Benjamin was very nice to Rhonda, once he got used to seeing her up near the ceiling.
He made her a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which he tied to the end of his hockey stick so that she could reach it. And he made her tell him the exact words she was saying when she jumped. He tried them out himself.
He remembered to say, "I want, I want, I want," 3 times before he jumped. He even stood on the bed to get a head start. But nothing happened to him.
Rhonda changed into her pajamas and got ready for bed. She brushed her teeth upside down. She had a lot of trouble rinsing. Then she rolled herself into her comforter and tried to go to sleep. But no one was able to sleep in Rhonda's house that night because the telephone kept on ringing. Rhonda's father said, "I will answer one more call, just one more call, and then I'm going to take the receiver off the hook." It was a very important call. The voice on the telephone said, "This is the managing director of Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We hear you have a little girl who is floating, and we would like to know if she will lead our parade down Broadway tomorrow."
Rhonda and Benjamin said, "We'll do it." Rhonda wore her pink warm-ups and her orange tutu. Attached to her arms and legs were long, strong strings, and holding on to the strings were Miss Caprice, the ballet class, the taxicab driver, the doctor, Rhonda's mother and father, and Benjamin. Lucy walked on a leash. The band played "Oompa, Oompa, Oompa," and everyone shouted, "Rhonda, Rhonda, Rhonda." And there was Rhonda, doing what no girl her age had ever done before, floating over New York City. The windows in the buildings Rhonda passed were filled with people who were watching the parade. They waved to Rhonda and blew her kisses. Rhonda waved and blew kisses back. Down on the ground, Rhonda could see marching bands and clowns. The children all had cotton candy and balloons, red ones, yellow ones, blue ones, and purple ones. It seemed to Rhonda that the people on the ground were having a better time than she was. It was a very long parade. Rhonda began to feel wanty again. "Really," said Rhonda, "there is practically nothing to do up here. I want, I want, I want to go down." And no sooner had she said the word "down" than she began to fall. Benjamin saw her first. "She's coming down! Rhonda!" "Quickly, everyone," said Miss Caprice, "let go of your balloons." All the children let go of their balloons. Up past Rhonda flew all the balloons, red ones, blue ones, green ones, and purple ones. Rhonda caught as many of the strings as she could with her right hand and as many as she could with her left hand, and then, in perfect fifth position, just as if she were completing her wonderful ballet jump, she floated to the ground. Everyone was very quiet until Rhonda's feet actually touched the ground. Then you should have heard the shouts and the cheers. Rhonda gave the balloons back to the children who had saved her. Then she hugged her mother and father. "Do you know what I really want?" she said to her mother. I want, but maybe I'd better not say that word again. "Let's go home," she said. And they did.